skin shines all that we are at some time. We've talked about all-powerful Amazon this hour, the all-powerful Saudi monarchy, the tenuous hold on civic or urban tension when a police shooting disrupts the community and the power sources are unclear. At certain moments in time, the message of defiance of authority, of being fed up with authority, can best be carried by artists. The Underside of Power is the new album from the band Algiers. It comes out tomorrow. Two members of the band told us how the album was born as Brexit happened and finished after the U.S. election. Nothing really interesting going on there. Matt Tong, the Algiers drummer, comes to the group from his old band Block Party after Algiers' first record. Franklin Fisher Thomas is the lead singer. He also writes a lot of the songs. Franklin says the band's name is a direct reference to the history of the city of Algiers, with a legacy of French domination, colonization, war, and North African pride.
It's always been very ensconced in the idea of resistance and very aggressively resisting things like hegemony and cultural imperialism and you know, imperialism of ideas and identity as well. Individual strength or weight is made the same on the other side.
Matt, what was the transition from musician idea, you know, personal sort of development as a musician and entering the space of various bands?
On paper, this could have been quite an intimidating enterprise to become involved with because, frankly, Lee and Ryan have known each other for a very long time. They're very close. They all went to college together. And I joined after the first record was finished and it didn't seem like I had to really think too much about my role in the band, which was actually quite pleasant for me. Like it just felt like all I had to do was show up and like do my best to serve the songs.
I like the combination of soundscape and intense rhythm, and the fact that you're really alive and it's working. I mean, does Radiohead interest you, or do you feel as though they're kind of like over the hump, sort of overplayed?
No, that's my favorite band, but I'm not really allowed to talk about them within the band because I'm a bit too obsessed.
What do you think their impact was?
I think Radiohead are so good at balancing. Just generally balancing things, but in terms of poetics and instrumentation and concept and theme and lyrics, and they've always been quite political, but it's always very understated on record anyway.
Why isn't he allowed to talk about Radiohead?
Hey,
it seems perfectly fine to me.
I'm not injecting myself into this conversation. It's this like predated my involvement with the band. I think it's, you know, sometimes when you're on the road and you're stuck in the van for, you know, up to 10 hours a day, you start developing these in-jokes and recurrent themes kind of, come back into play. And I think Radiohead and Frank's devotion to them is one of those. And, we make fun of him for that. But, like, you know, there's plenty of stuff that the rest of the band laugh at me about. And
I gather Cleveland has nothing to do with LeBron James.
No.
The song.
Nah.
Talk to me about that.
I mean, LeBron's cool, but I'm not a fan, really. Cleveland is meant to invoke Tamir Rice and the systematic institutional murder of black people, something that's been going on since before this country was founded and is still going on now. it came about in a way that wasn't necessarily premeditated. Like I wasn't trying to particularly jump on the bandwagon, so to speak, because Black Lives Matter has picked up a lot of steam.
But it does seem that you are referencing a sense of national unrest, but also this idea of the vulnerability of the black body in the song.
Well, yeah, there's definitely that, and moreover, it's the idea of injustice, which is a concept that I'm a bit obsessed with. I was looking at these cases online, and several of them, it's just blatantly crooked. I mean, Trump is crooked and with impunity, and his contingency just let it happen. So, you know.
Although, do you see a tension between what's going on in Washington and the extent to which there's a more open discussion about race and brutality and police cover-ups in cities around the United States, which in some ways is at odds with whatever Trump wants to do?
I think only if that dialogue is forced. And the only way that change has ever been brought about in this country is when America has to face its own hypocrisy, and it can't continue to sell the lie of itself to its people and to the rest of the world if it is forced to look at itself and all of its lies and all the hypocrisy that it's embedded in. I mean, on this record alone, we've got just, you know, the idea of persisting in the wake of certain defeat or certain death, but knowing that you have to do what's right, and that's the main impetus behind your actions.
We've been talking about this recently, haven't we? The kind of conflict between the tendency to want to find something to celebrate versus also being deeply concerned with the current state of affairs, yeah, as well. And I think that's something that maybe comes across a bit more in this record.
Matt, Frankie, thanks so much.
Thank you.
Cheers.
Matt Tong and Franklin James Fisher are two members of the band Algiers. Their new album, The Underside of Power, comes out tomorrow on Matador Records. Hey, here come the shirts in brown and black, with the flashing lights. They're hiding in different colors in the dead of night. They're running Waller County, Texas, where 4,000 die. Down in Jackson, Mississippi,